Ghana Armed Forces has expressed its preparedness to complement efforts of the police in the run-up to the December general elections. The General Officer Commanding the Southern Command, Brigadier General Martin Ahiaglu, who gave this assurance, said the armed forces is fully prepared ahead of the elections come December. Priscilla Usuansa and Christina Owusu have filed this report.
Brigadier General Ahiaglu said maintaining peace is a shared responsibility and not for a particular group. He said the army is vigilant and is strategizing to nip any threat in the land as far as maintaining peace is concerned. Brigadier General Ahiaglu noted that the army is also ready to lay aside individual political affiliations and put the nation's security first.
We in the army are doing all the necessary preparations in terms of the anticipated threats that we envisage and mapping out the appropriate trends, response strategies, escort of VIPs, election materials, and making sure that we maintain a peaceful atmosphere in all the various centers. Doing this in support of the police to remain apolitical in their activities, notwithstanding the fact that as Ghanaian citizens who are 18 years and above and of sound mind, the constitution enjoins us also to register and vote for any body of our choice. That much our soldiers are aware of, and we have asked them to demonstrate this through their voice, deeds and actions. That's a role to play, because if you look at it across board, you realize that this is a shared responsibility. It is not meant for any one particular group. Everybody, leaders, followers and all, have a part to play.
The week-long inter-school unit sports competition is being held as a form of recreational activity for the men. It is also to foster a cordial relationship among the units. Among participating units are the 64 Regiment, 66 Artillery, 48 Engineers Regiment, Receive Regiment, and 5th Infantry Battalion, all of the Southern Command. The groups will engage in activities such as football, volleyball, boxing, and swimming.
That was a report by Priscilla Usuansa and Christiana Ozu.